He created us to have knowledge and understanding, to live our lives with knowledge and knowing. But you know, there's times in our journey in life we simply don't have answers. And we simply don't know what's going on. And I'm talking as believers at times. I've learned that when I'm in the journey of not knowing, I've noticed that three things try to invade my life. Number one, I tend to start forming conclusions.
Yes.
But why would I do that when I am in a journey of not knowing what to do, where to go? Second thing, I begin to presume the outcome on my journey. Why should I be doing that? I don't have all the knowledge. The third thing is, I struggle with losing focus when I don't know.
Amen.
I've learned this. When I'm on the journey of not knowing, I must take a hold again of what I do know.
Amen.
If you look at the Bible, there is so many stories of people that didn't know in their journey when they started out. And actually the subtitle is Walking Through the Unknown. Now, let's give a few examples of these. Number one is Adam and Eve. Can you imagine being in the garden, everything is flourishing, the presence of God, and the next minute, they are booted out, and a sword put where they can't get back in, and they just went from what they have known to what they do not know.
Right.
And it's interesting that many times we are in a journey of knowing, and all of a sudden we find ourselves, and I'm not saying it's because of sin like them, but all of a sudden we find out, we find ourselves in a season of not knowing what to do. How about Abraham? We're going to talk about him tonight. He went out not knowing where he was going. How about Noah? Here's Noah building the ship. He gets in the ship with his family, with the animals. They're out of the water. But don't you think at night he's thinking, what's going to happen when this ship lands?
Yes. Amen.
You talk about not knowing. I mean, he's probably wondering, where am I going to end up? Not knowing. Yet, at the same time, listen to this, he's in the will of God. Anyone that tells me that they know all the time everything, I don't believe them. Because if that's the case, then I don't need faith. And I don't need God, and I don't need his presence. Isn't it interesting that even after we're born again and filled with the Spirit, God still keeps us in a position of total dependency upon him? How about Joseph? We're going to talk about Joseph Sunday morning. Because he was in the pit of the unknown. He went from the known, his father's favorite and a coat of many colors. He went from the known to the unknown in a drastic way that few people ever will in their life. And then he sold, you know the story, I don't want to get into it, but known to the unknown. How about Ruth? When Ruth decided to leave with Naomi, she went from the known to Bethlehem, she went to the unknown. She was on a journey. It took about a month, 2 months to get there. But was she in the will of God? Mm-hmm. Yes. How about David? One day he's in the court with King Saul. The next day he's running like a partridge. He's being hunted. Mm-hmm. He's in a cave. Can you imagine David in that cave said, now, I thought Samuel said I was going to be anointed king. Three times he was anointed. What on earth is happening? Was he in the will of God? Yes, he was. How about the disciples? Here they are, fishermen. Jesus says, come and follow me. Amen? Unknown. What were we going to do? Where were we going to sleep? What were we going to eat? Were they in the will of God? Yes. Amen. How about the Apostle Paul? He did say, I do know every city I'm going, there's going to be persecutions, but Paul didn't know when he first started his journey after the road of Damascus, he didn't know he was going to be shipwrecked, left for dead, stoned. Was he in the will of God? Yes. So I want to talk about the journey of not knowing. We'll start with Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. Now this is it. This is powerful. He went out not knowing where he was going. Agree with me in prayer tonight. Father, all of us go through this journey. Some are in it more than others. Some are coming out. But we all will pass through this journey of not knowing. Help us tonight in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen. Amen.
I remember when I was a senior in high school and I was kind of tired of the establishment and tired of parental rule and tired of all of it. And so I went one day in the cafeteria and I told all my friends, I'm leaving and going to Colorado. I'm leaving and taking off. They all laughed. Next morning I got my guitar and went and bought a plane ticket and flew to Colorado. Didn't tell my family. A couple people knew. Went out there. I went out not knowing where I was going. All I knew is I had my Fender Stratocaster 67. I wish I still had that. Anyway, that's what find me a rock band. I mean, if John Denver can do it out there, I can do it too. Amen. So I'm out there and doing different things. And hitchhiking, went to Pueblo, Colorado, looking for a band, looking for all that. And one time, this trucker took me, and he left me on this highway. So I said, well, that's no problem. I'll just stand here. Okay. But then this major thunderstorm came. Major. Lightning, heavy rain. I'm standing there. Completely soaked. And I remember looking up and saying, God, help me. It wasn't 5 minutes, a man pulls up. He said, you know, first thing he said, you know, a couple weeks ago I picked up someone that was hitchhiking, they had run away from home. Then he told me he was a pastor. Let me take you to my home. He fed me. He called these other people around, and we gathered in a circle, and I'm holding hands like, ah! And he gave me a Bible and money to get home. If God did that for me when I was running from my calling, won't he help us?
Yes.
On our journey?
Yes.
Well, we don't know everything. He went out. Not knowing. Don't ever let the devil beat you up. Because you're on the journey of not knowing.
Amen.
I don't make a statement. For as much as we know about time, space, eternity, and God, it's only a fraction of what we don't know. It's a fraction of what we don't know. How long will the universe keep expanding? I don't know. How many cities will you rule in heaven? I don't know. What will you look like in heaven? I don't know. What will you do in heaven? I'm not sure. There's so many things we don't know compared to what we do know. That's why we need Jesus.
Yes.
Because he knows all things.
Amen.
Now, let's go back and see what God said to him. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land I'll show you. And I'll make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him that dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Three things God told him. Everybody say three.
Three.
Number one, go from your kindred. Mm-hmm. Go from your family. I thank God that he took me from Bath, New York, down to Ocean View, Norfolk. Mm-hmm. Norfolk is how the locals say it. Go. It was not easy at 19, leaving my family. God said, go. A separation had to happen. I didn't know anything about the South. I didn't know anything about Norfolk. I didn't know anything about it. You see, we need to understand, if we don't get this point, we won't be able to draw the faith. God is the one who initiates your life. And there are times that we have to go. It doesn't make sense, but it's in God's eternal plan, you see. And then I love this. He said, I will make you. God is making us, even though we're in the journey of not knowing. Even during this process of not knowing everything, he's still working. See, we think we got to know everything and have all the answers, and then God is working. No, many times God works when it's the darkest. Yeah. I said many times God works when it's the darkest.
Yeah.
And many times God works where we have the most questions. And many times God works through things like failures and missed opportunities. He brings them back to remake us because we really didn't know what we were doing the first time. And so we don't know it's going to, you don't know when you get married how that person's going to turn out. You don't know when you go to a new church to join it, what's going to, you don't know when you take over another church to pastor, what's going to happen. You don't know when you start a new job, what's going to happen. You don't know when you go to the fast food, if they're going to make you drink right. You don't know when you buy a car, if it's going to be a lemon. See, there are many things, consistency, ad infinitum, we don't know, but we've got to focus on what we do know. He said, I'm going to make you during that time. Third thing, he says, I'm going to show you. He says, I'm going to go from your kindred, I'm going to make you. But you know what? Don't be upset during the journey of not knowing, because I'm going to show you what you need to know. Because a lot of times what we think we need to know, we don't need to know. I don't need to know about your business.
Amen.
Beside God. I don't need to know about your business. And you don't need to know about mine.
Amen.
That's called the busybody.
Amen.
Don't know. Amen. But what I do need to know is when I'm staring at the ceiling at 3 in the morning. I do need to know. And I do need to have faith that God's going to show me what I need for the next step.
Yes.
See, I wish to God he just would download a map on the next years of our life with every step, but he doesn't do that. Because we walk by
faith.
What?
Faith. Not by sight.
Not by our senses. What I can touch. Now, I'm going to talk about this man tonight, but Sunday I'm going to talk about Joseph. He's one of my favorite people to talk about, but I want to talk about Job because this man had the least, he didn't have the, wasn't there any Bible then. There wasn't any preacher. There wasn't any Wednesday night service at Rock Church. This man had to face, you talk about someone who who graduated from the master divinity class of the journey of not knowing. This man, along with Abraham, but even this man had to deal with a debt that Abraham did not. This man really didn't know what was going on. He didn't know that Satan had gone to God. There's nowhere in Scripture that says. The only symptom he had was what he feared came upon him. So let's look at this man for a moment tonight. Job 23:8. Behold, I go forward, but he's not there. And backward, but I don't perceive him. On the left hand, when he is working, I don't behold him. He turns to the right hand, and I don't see him. Every believer will go through a time like this. You'll have times when it's not like that. There'll be times like this. Know then, friend, that we're in the journey of not knowing. It doesn't mean we don't have things we already know. But the future, Job said, can't find him. Don't know where he is. It's interesting. Let's just move on. He said, but he does know this. Let me say he knows this. But he knows the way that I take. And when he's tried, I'm going to come out of the gold. So we go back to not focus on what we don't know, but we do know. He knows the way that I take. What does that mean? Job took, you know, the book of Job is not about suffering. It's about integrity. Satan accused him. You see his integrity. His wife even said, do you hold on to your integrity? The way Job was talking about that he knew God saw was he knew that his integrity was the most important thing in his life because without that he couldn't have a proper relationship with God. And how many people today have thrown their integrity away because what they say and do are two different things? Now we're all in a process, but you see, he said, God knows that I've chosen to be a man of integrity. That's why he wouldn't curse God like his wife said. That's why he said, I know my Redeemer liveth. It wasn't just trying to feel better. He had integrity of who God said he was. And we are missing that today. God is who he was today, yesterday, today, and forever. And Job says, he knows my heart. That I don't love these sheep. I don't love all this gold. He knows that I've helped the poor. He knows that I give those things up. He knows that way about me. What does God know about you? What does he know? Does he know you're a person of your word, integrity? Does he know that you don't curse God when things happen? That you don't have to go to people first. Does he know that you're a person of your word? He said, when I hold on to my integrity, it's going to try me. Anybody can be a liar and a cheater and a gossip and a backbiter and a murmurer and a complainer. But when you hold on to your integrity, you'll be tried. First of all, the world's culture is nothing but deception and lies. It's anti-Christ. When you hold on to the integrity of God, it will try you because people don't want to hang around someone who's not too good. People will avoid you because you're a person of your word. He knows the way that I take. Does he know the way you take it? He says, my foot is held fast to his steps. You see, until we realize that my steps almost got me to hell. And as a believer, my steps can bring hell in my life. Amen. I can take a wrong step and destroy my marriage.
Yes.
We can take a wrong step and go to prison for lying with taxes. It's happened to believers. He said, I want your steps. Order my steps in your word. What's the last time you prayed? Order. I'm not smart enough. I'm not spiritual enough. God, you better order my steps. Because, listen, there ain't nobody in here that cannot fall.
Amen.
Order my steps. I have kept his way and have not turned aside. He didn't blame God. No Bible, no preacher, lost everything he had, millions of dollars in today's economy. All of his children. When his wife said, curse God and die, why are you holding on to your integrity? He said, I'm not turning aside. No. He said, well, you're one of the foolish women. Are you kidding me? You're one of the foolish women. Then I love this. I've not departed from the commandment or the words of his lips. Here's the key to getting through the journey of not knowing. I've treasured the words of his mouth more than my portion of food.
Amen.
I have treasured his words. People, one day are with you, and the next day they're not. People celebrate you one day and they tolerate you the next.
Yes.
We got to get over this thing of wanting everybody to affirm us and love us. Ain't going to happen, honey.
Right.
But there's someone who has spoken over. There's someone whose word said, I have engraven you on the palms of my hand. There's someone who says, you are the apple of my eye.
Yeah.
It's his words that I esteem. Thank God for encouragement. But I've learned during the journey of not knowing, there's very little encouragement. Job had no encouragement. The three friends that blamed his self-righteousness is the problem. David encouraged himself. I've treasured the words of his mouth more than my portion of food. Let's go with these four things. He said, behold, I go forward. He's not there. We're on the journey of not knowing. I'm going forward. I'm not knowing, but you haven't shown up yet. I tried to go forward my prayer life, but how come you're not showing up and telling me what to do? How come you're not showing up and fixing this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fixer. I'll get home something. I'll go fix something. Bill, this doesn't work. I'll go fix something. My son, go fix. I love to fix stuff. One of my biggest trials in life, in my spiritual life, is when something happens in the church, whatever. I want to fix it. And God says, well, you can't fix it.
Amen.
Because a lot of times it's tied to people and you can't fix people. And you can't change people. Go, Lord, I'm trying to go forward. I'm trying to move this thing forward. Where are you? Where are you, God? I'm trying to move forward in my life, in my marriage, in my family. Where are you? I'm trying to move forward in the ministry. No one recognizes me. This and that. Da, 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 da. No one sees what you see. God says, you're right. You trust me? Sure, I trust you.
Yeah.
But you know, God needs to tap on our shoulder every once in a while and say, you know what? It's not you just trusting me, it's me trusting you.
Yeah.
If you look at the parables, 10, 5, and 1 talent, he trusted them with that. Second thing he said, I go backward, but I can't pursue. receive you. Send me. If you ever just keep going over the events.
Yes.
Oh God, I can't figure this out. What on earth? You go over what you said, what you did, the response you gave, and still there's no answer.
Amen.
Third thing, on the left hand where he does work, I can't behold him. He's working, but I don't see
him.
Right. He says he is working. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
See, God's always working, even on the journey of not knowing.
Amen.
He is working. I said he is working.
Yes.
If he's not working, we just need to, you know, make this into a disco.
That's right.
Have listened to me?
Amen.
If God's not working, what's the point? Just like if Christ hasn't risen from the dead, eat, drink, and be merry, what's the point?
Right.
But the point is, he is working on my journey, even when I don't know how it's going to end. Fourth thing, he hideth himself on the right hand. I can't see him. None of us escape this. Jesus said this. He said, my sheep hear my voice. The Bible says in John 17:3, this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, of Jesus Christ, and not the Son. If I sat down with each of you for 5 minutes, I guarantee you can tell me two or three things you don't know about in your life. What to do? How is this going to turn out? What am I making a mistake? God told Abram, get up and go. My wife and I had moved 11 times with the gospel. They sent me to the Ukraine for 3 months to start a church. I had no idea what's going to happen. I know I had no idea I would be confronted by a KGB soldier. But when God speaks, he gives you the outline. He doesn't give you the essay.
Amen.
Amen.
He never told me, Bill, when you get over there, you almost might lose your life. He just said, Bill, when you try to leave after 3 months, they'll keep you for 6 hours and try to intimidate you. He didn't say, Bill, when you go, you're going to lose 39 pounds and have a grandma seizure on the plane on the way home over the ocean. But God rewards slavery, doesn't it? It's hard to conjure on the screen of our imagination two different things at once. It's like a conflict. It's like something I can't reconcile, how you can be walking in faith, yet at the same time, you're on a journey of not knowing. See, Jesus knew everything, but there came a point on the cross when he experienced this. Father, why have you forsaken me? God never told you on the cross you're going to say that. What are we going to do in this hour? They see massive terror. They see innocent lives killed. What are they doing? Well, doesn't God love those people? Of course he does. He's already told us in the Bible all this is. What are you going to do in our personal life when you have to make a major decision, but you don't know? We have to be like Job. He knows the way that I take. If you will keep integrity, integrity is a governing system that your word is your bond. That you are honest. And you don't pick up stuff as you put it. Integrity. You know, it's like buildings have to have integrity or they condemn them. Perfect integrity. We need Jesus to continue that. says, I know he knows the way that I take, and I'm going to come forth. Everybody say, come forth.
Come forth.
Job said as the close, I know this. I know my Redeemer. Let me tell you, friend, 45 years of serving Christ, most in the ministry, traveling, whatever, but I felt myself sometimes, even though that's the only thing you got, it's the very thing you need. And there's been times I've just ministry over here, the good things over here, the anointings over here. I don't know about what's going to happen when we go to this church, to this state. But I can do this. You called me. You called you. You've committed yourself. God never slumbers or sleeps. Every mercy is, it's there. As I put my feet off the bed on the floor, mercy. I know that he thinks about you more than the grains of sand, the Bible says. I know that if he names every star, he knows your address. He sees every sparrow. He goes to every sparrow's funeral. I know he lives. There's something about us that wants to figure everything out. And that's where we're tested. God says, stop trying to figure it out. Stick with your integrity. Your integrity will lead you to this. You and I aren't smart enough to figure some things out. Let me tell you this. You and I aren't smart enough to figure people out either. That's why we try to judge people, but you only know 5% what they're going through. You base it on that. God doesn't have to do that. So what are you supposed to do? Don't be a J, be a L, a lover. God knows how to deal with people. And I found out this, if we let God deal with us, we have a whole lot more love. You know why people don't love even as believers? They have a cold love. They don't let God deal with you. Honey, once you've been to the woodshed of the Holy Ghost, because whom God loves, he corrects. Once you've been there, man, you treat people differently.
Amen.
But if we become stubborn and we harden our hearts, then we become hard towards God and people. So how you and I treat people tells me if you're letting God deal with you. And see, during this journey of not knowing, I want God to fix everything in me. So when I do know, so when I'm out of the season of not knowing and I'm knowing and something new is happening, then I'm prepared for that. And the anointing can flow and the power of God can flow and doors can open. Why? Because during this journey, I didn't become like the children of Israel and murmur and complain and do things I ought not, but I'm ready like Joshua and Caleb. Can God find a church today that says, we are well able to do it despite giants? Joshua stayed in the tent of meeting when Moses left in the presence of God. Oh God, and even then when it was his time, oh, I depend on you, God. He said, don't fear, Joshua. I don't make mistakes. Even when you were in the tent of the meeting and you were wondering and you didn't know what was going to happen to Moses, you didn't know if you could do it, I was working. Glad God doesn't give up. Aren't you glad that just because I don't have everything answered and not just because I don't know everything, I do know some things. Hold fast, the Bible says in Revelation. Hold fast which thou hast, lest someone take thy crown. So listen. Let me give you a secret too, honey. I can say honey because I'm down south. I can say that and swear I didn't say that. Not north, you know. So I'm kind of, if y'all would just get some chicken, then we'd go to the south. But anyway, you know, friend, God wants to use you. It's because he trusts you to come out his goal. First couple of, first thousand times, God allows things we probably will miss it. How many learned your lessons the first time? I've not always learned my lessons once. But Joshua was in that tent of meeting. God is faithful. The day came and God promoted him. He was ready. Don't you want to be ready?
Amen.
Amen.
Never forget this. You never want a position, a platform, an open door, a relationship you're not ready for. I wasn't the first time I saw this beautiful angel. I've been saved 3 months. Tell the story. I wasn't ready to get married. And she wanted me, grabbed me, but I said, no, we're going to wait.
Jesus.
I'm not ready. So 6 years in the prayer room every Sunday night for 6 years. And God gave me the most beautiful, anointed, godly woman that would put up with us. Look at that. That would go through, would be on the front line through all things. The journey of not knowing. Stop with this. Whether I'm a Christian or not, everybody goes through this journey. Don't think everybody smiles and working at everybody. They're having life together. It's a lie. They're watching the news. They have friends who died. They wonder there's something in there. They won't admit it. They're wondering what life's like. We're to be lights. Examples. Amen. Praise God. Let's stand up tonight and give God a praise.
Amen.
We all get a little real praise.